It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good afternoon, everybody. From the Eagles Nest in Johnson, Nebraska, it is time for Class D1 District Finals action. One of the quickest to turn around from sub-district to district here, Johnson Brockney. Kind of like to do that. Good afternoon, Randy Gatula.
Good afternoon, John. Yeah, you're right. Talk about a quick turnaround. We finished up the game the other night. Within 2 hours, they were telling me when the next game was and when we were playing it. So I think the schools kind of worked some of the details out ahead of time for themselves, and that way they're able to get things set up in a hurry with the officials and such. So here we are. John, I'm going to take up residency here in Nemaha County. I should be able to vote soon. I've been here five nights this week in Johnson, and I don't ever recall coming back to the same high school five nights in 1 week for doing a broadcast, but that's what we're doing here this week between girls' sub-districts and boys' districts.
Yeah, it's been a busy week with lots of basketball, and that's what you hope for this time of the year. We've got two teams going to the state tournament already on the girls' side next week. Johnson Brock trying to get back there today, and then Auburn Tuesday night will be in action in the Class C1 district final, trying to make their seventh straight appearance at the state tournament.
Yeah, over on the girls' side, the Sacred Heart Irish, they're headed to Lincoln after a 47-36 win over Why Not. You had that one, John, on KTMC. Meanwhile, I had a barn burner here in Johnson. Johnson Brock defeating Valentine 65-15, and it's been a while since I can ever remember a 50-point ball game, John.
That's a long way to go.
Well,
Valentine play that game, unfortunately.
It's no secret Valentine came limping in here a little bit shorthanded, but, boy, I'm telling you what, this Johnson Brock girls team, it's a juggernaut. They just, they're strong in every area, and when they are on, look out. I'm excited to see what they can do when they get some of this different competition up at the state tournament next week. We'll, of course, have coverage of those games here on Sunny 101.3, and really looking forward to it.
And if I understand next year, I think all the classes are going to go to this system where there's no meeting in the middle. So who knows what's going to happen next
year?
Well,
Valentine traveled 367 miles, 6.5 hours, the bus driver told me, to get down here. And that's a long ride for those girls, and then get off a bus and try and play basketball.
Yeah, it is. Well, here today, Johnson Brock, ranked number one, seeded number one in Class D1. They've been there all year, one loss earlier here, snapped a 56-game winning streak. They had that went back a couple of seasons, and since that time, they've taken over back on their little winning run here, and ready to go here to another state tournament for today.
Yeah, all they've done is won 60 out of their last 61 ball games, so not a bad run here.
Not bad at all. Well, the two teams are out here warming up. Blue Hill, they are coming in here with a record of 12-13. Johnson Brock, 25-1 on the season. Maybe we should go ahead and do the starters now, you think?
Okay, let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Blue Hill Bobcats, as John said, they're 12-13 on the year. They'll go with Kellen Smith, and the coach told me this is all you need to know about my team. He says Kellen Smith is a sophomore. He's 6'4", averages 19 points per ball game, 11 rebounds, and his 63% in his shooting. So he's quite the ball player for him. He's a sophomore, as we said, at 6'4". Ethan Tim, a senior, 5'10", averages 11 points a game in double figures. Brady Carr. Carr is just a sophomore, 7 points per contest and 3 rebounds. Jack Canterbury in the starting lineup. Canterbury, a 6'2 junior. He averages 6 points per ball game. And to round out the starting five, and who was not part of their starting lineup originally, is Max Hull. Hull, just a freshman at 6'5, averaging 5 points per ball game. He's in the starting lineup as a result of an injury in the sub-district final to Tate Cossie. Cossie is a 5'10 senior, was averaging 6 points per game, and he injured a knee in that one. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles, coached by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. He'll go with Austin Meyer, a 6'4 senior, 7.5 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse, he's a senior at 6'3, 15.5 points per ball game. Brody Kaler, just a junior, 6'4", 15.2 per ball game. Kaysen Dollinghouse, another senior at 6'3", twin brother to Camden, 12.5 points per game. And Garrison Bowie rounds out the starting lineup, a senior at 5'11", averaging 6 points per contest. So, John, it's kind of a three-headed monster here. You can pick your poison. Camden Dollinghouse, 15.5 points. Brody Kaler, 15.2 points. Kaysen Dollinghouse, 12.4. And any one of those three can go off for 25 points on any given night.
And then all of a sudden, Austin Meyer steps out and hits two or three threes.
Austin Meyer, incidentally, John, set a new school record in the game the night before for rebounds in a season. He's at 236. He pulled in five rebounds, and he now holds the school record here at Johnson-Brock for rebounds in a single season. And he's not done yet, we hope, here, John. Quite a ways to go for him. Looks like we're getting set for our national anthem and our introduction of starting lineup. So we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off of this district final. That's coming up live from Johnson. You're listening to Johnson-Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Johnson, Nebraska. The team is being introduced. Randy, I got one question. How long has it been since you and I have not spent your birthday in Lincoln?
we've spent many of them up there, and today we're in Johnson. You know, it's
what happened to the schedule?
Yeah, it's interesting, John. I can remember where I was on the 10th, 30, 40, yeah. 50, 60, and now 70. 70, I was at Crete with Auburn. 60, I was at North Andrew over in Missouri. 50, I was in Lincoln and did three games that day. On 40, I was in Lincoln, and on 30, I was in Lincoln. So we've been up there most of the time, that's for sure. Ready to get underway here? Brody Kaler will jump it up, and he'll go against Kellen Smith. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play action is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Kaler will jump it up in there. The team in the white is Johnson Brock. Today, the Eagles at home. Kaler usually controls the tip, goes back court, and now it's off to Kaysen Dollinghouse to Camden. To Kaler, had a big night the other night. Down in the right side corner, they go to this time. And now swing it back around to Kaysen. He'll take with a baseball pass across the floor, a dribble drive, and a whip to the corner, and a three-pointer on the way up and on the rim once, twice, three times. Won't go for the Eagles that time. And the rebound is grabbed up by Kellen Schmidt down there.
There's a young man that gets 11 rebounds per contest. He shows you why right there.
The Bobcats come up the floor against the Johnson-Brock man-to-man defense. They take it into Schmidt. Oh, a lot of contact. Ball is blocked out of bounds, I believe, by Austin Meyer. and a lot of contact and no whistle. Nobody works harder on the baseline than Austin Meyer. We mentioned the rebound record. He gets his share of blocked shots, too, down there. So from the baseline, the Bobcats will trigger it in, bring it out top, and the ball loose, picked up by Kaler. He's on the run the other way for the Eagles. Stops and pops for about 6 feet, missed it, tip up, and it won't go, and now the ball slips off his hand out of bounds.
Brody Kaler showing some real athleticism there, going up and trying for the tip in, just couldn't follow.
So we come the other way now with the basketball once again at Blue Hill. Up the floor on the left side. 1 minute gone. No score in the game yet. With it, Canterbury. He'll give the ball up now to Tim. Tim out on the right side. Pass the ball to the big man, Kellen Schmidt. At that size, you think he's going to play inside. He takes a dribble from the three-point line, heads into the paint, and draws a foul as he gets in towards the basket and elevates the shot.
Looks like the foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse. On Dollinghouse, his first team foul, number one on the Eagles.
Kellen Schmidt at the line. First trip there today for anybody. It's on the way up. And a good-looking free throw. 1-0, the lead to Blue Hill.
Nice turnout from Blue Hill for the ball game today. Better than 100 fans over there that made the trip. If you're wondering, Blue Hill's about 150 miles due west of Johnson here. Along Highway 4.
Schmidt ready. Up. And he got him again. And it's 2-0. Blue Hill with the lead here in the early going. It's going to be Kaysen Dollinghouse to the front court. Off he goes to the right side to Camden. Camden gives the ball down on the right side. He goes into Bowie. Now they get it inside, and Meyer takes it over to the corner. And a three ball on the left side corner. Up and down good for Brody Kaler. And quickly the Eagles back in front, or in front for the first time, 3-2. Take the ball to the front court, a bounce pass inside, and a shot up, short, no good by Max Hull, the freshman. Rebound brought down out of there. Kaysen Dollinghouse on the move the other way to Camden. Off the glass, no. Schmidt, rebound to a Meyer. He can't connect, and we'll go back the other way now. Blue Hill with the basketball to the front. Brady Carr with it. Drives off the right side with the pass. Mishandled and picked up by Canterbury. They'll get the ball away, and now they go inside to Hall. Knocked away, stolen by Johnson Brock. Head the other way. Camden Dollinghouse. Layup is good. Camden Dollinghouse puts the Eagles up now 5-2 at the 5:45 mark.
Blue Hill's going to have to get back a lot quicker on defense, or they're going to be in trouble here.
I would guess that might be an issue today. Just looking. Here's a pass. Cross court on the bounce. Over here to Kellen Schmidt. Way out on the right sideline. The count is on. He's getting close to a five. They get the ball inside to hold. The big man, he dribbles. It's stolen away. Coming the other way. Bowie on the right side. Leaves it off. Gets it right back. Three ball right side. In and out. No good. Hole with the rebound. That's three turnovers by Blue Hill already. And now they don't handle it cleanly in the backcourt, but get it up to the front court. With 10, right side to Schmidt. Schmidt driving the baseline, goes in, and moving over is Bowie to knock the ball out of bounds.
John, I mentioned the big turnout for Blue Hill. Last night with Valentine, they had 51 fans. I counted them, and that included the scorekeeper and the bus driver.
Well,
long drive.
You've made that trip a few times.
Yes, I have.
Schmidt gets the ball on the inbound. He'll take it over the left side, and Blue Hill gets the bucket, a three-pointer for Brady Kerr. And we are tied up at five apiece here.
Brady Carr with a nice shot from out there on the left elbow for Carr.
Here's a layup inside for Bowie. Can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed up by Tim. Come the other way. Now take it across court. And now Schmidt for three. Short the front iron. Rebound is brought down. Controlled by Ethan Tim. The two Blue Hill Bobcats got the band on the ball at the same time. That's a trouble.
And they kind of bang knees there. Brady Carr is limping just a little bit. They hit their knees together as they went after that basketball.
The Eagles will bring Grady Behrens into the ball game, a 6 foot junior now. Coming up the floor, here we go, on the left side. Kaysen Dollinghouse, inside Kaler at the free throw line, back out to Kaysen. Three ball, left elbow, it's up, it's down. And the Eagles back up, 8-5 now. Johnson Brock with the lead for the second time this afternoon. 4:10 to go here, quarter number one. Schmidt to the front court, gets it off again to Carr. Carr gives the ball up to 10, left side. Drive it into Schmidt, knocked away, fifth turnover, Kaler with the takeaway, and the finger roll layup at the other end, and Kaler with a quick 5 points, and the lead is doubled, 10 to 5.
We had a serious exchange here at midcourt, John. I don't know if you saw that or not. A lot of pushing and shoving. Max Hall took one of the Johnson Brock players to the floor.
He's a big boy. Bring the ball to Schmidt on the right side. Double screen at the free throw line. Three-pointer up and good. That's Brady Carr. Had to guard him. That's his second triple.
The Johnson Brock player, which shall remain unnamed, came up off the floor very unhappy.
Here's a drive by Kason Dollinghouse in the paint. Splits two defenders. Bounces it off the rim. Won't go. He ends up on his backside in the paint and will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws.
Looks like this foul is going to...
54.
Yeah, Max Hall. Hall picks up his first. Team foul number one on the Bobcats.
When we sit the opposite side of the scorer's table, sometimes I mix up the fingers. Free throw is on the way up and good. Kason Dollinghouse has 4 points now. Overall, as a team, Johnson Brock's an excellent free throw shooting group. Second on the way up and good again. And now it is 12-8. Johnson Brock back on the defense. Out on the point of that defense. It's going to be Camden Dollinghouse for now. Now they play man-to-man D. Give it up to Schmidt, working from left to right. Back to the free throw line. Gives it up. Now gets it right back on the right side. Goes into Hall. Knocked away. Stolen away by Meyer. Johnson Brock on the run to Camden Dollinghouse. Out top to Kason. Straight out. Three ball up. Won't go. And a rebound grabbed by Jack Canterbury.
Impressed with the job Blue Hill is doing on the boards here, John.
Take the ball to Schmidt. Beyond the three-point line on the left side. He'll dribble right. He'll give the ball up there to Tim. Tim moving around the left side all the way to the wing. In trouble now. Guarded by Taylor. Now ball loose again. That's seven turnovers by the Bobcats. A long pass up the floor. Kason Dollinghouse up and good. A lot of contact. Ends up on the floor. Again, the lead is 6, 14-8. Johnson Brock on the defense. A lot of times you talk about a mismatch, you talk about the offensive player versus the defensive player. But that last trip down, Taylor Garden, that little number 5, wasn't a very good matchup for Blue Hill. Schmidt inside, spins, elevates, shot, no, rebound, brought down by Meyer. Meyer gets it out of there and on the run the other way. Now it's Kaler. Kason Dollinghouse up for three, too strong on the rebound, grabbed by Brady Carr, taken away by Johnson Brock, by Camden Dollinghouse. Inside Kaler, free throw line, and he walks with it. First turnover by Johnson Brock in the game.
Here's Robert Gravatt checking into the lineup. He's going to give Austin Meyer a little breather. Robert Gravatt, 6'4 junior, played quite a bit in the game the night before.
All right, Hull leaves the ball game for the Bobcats. In there, I believe, is Holden Gilbert. No, I can't beat it. He's not a 5'6 freshman.
What number?
15. Oh, there he is. No, that's Canterbury. Take it inside to Schmidt, and it's knocked away, but Johnson Brock out of bounds by Kaler.
Caden LaRue, who's checked in there, John, number 12.
Okay.
He's a 5'8 freshman, Caden LaRue.
All right. 14-8, 1:37 to go, first quarter. The Johnson Brock Eagles with the lead here in the D1 District Final. Here's a shot from the corner for three. It's up, and it is good. And coming in quickly off the bench is LaRue, and he's on the board with 3 points. It's 14-11. Bobcats making a pretty good showing here. Free throw line. Kaler steps down a couple of steps. Turn around. Jumper up and good. 7 for Kaler. It's 16-11.
Brody Kaler is so hard to stop in the paint because that's a step-back jump shot. He steps back away from the defender, clears himself, and then drops it in.
Come the other way. The Bobcats lost it. Taken away. Kason Dollinghouse on the move. In the middle. Drives, floats it up, got it. He's got a quick 9 points, and the lead is 18-11, under a minute to go in the first quarter. To the front court with the basketball, Ethan Tim. He moves the ball to the left side of the left-hand dribble. He tried to scoop it up, and we got a whistle out top and a foul on the Eagles.
That foul is going to be called on Camden Dollinghouse. On Camden, his second. Team foul number 2 on Johnson Brock.
I don't have a 2 for Johnson Brock.
That's
that?
Hayden Gravatt. He wasn't on the program.
Oh.
Hayden Gravatt.
All year he wasn't on there, apparently. Okay.
Right.
All right. Hayden in the ballgame now.
Advantage of living here this week.
I guess. Come the other way now with the basketball is going to be LaRue again. Back out top to Schmidt. Schmidt doesn't have a field goal yet. A couple of free throws. About a 10-second difference between the shot and the game clock. Take the ball into the paint. LaRue dishes it off to Carr on the right side. He'll give it up there for Tim. To the baseline, cut off, and a drive, and it's up off the glass. No good for Schmidt, and a foul on the Eagles.
Well, Schmidt's going to be difficult to stop when he moves toward the bucket like that. Robert Gravatt is going to get tagged for the personal on Gravatt, his first team foul, number 3. John, a big welcome to all of our listeners and viewers on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. We're happy to be providing the audio stream for that, the feed, and glad to have you listening in here to Sunny 101.3 as you enjoy the Strive stream.
Free throw is good, make it 18-12. Gravatt checks out, back in Austin Meyer for Johnson Brock. Now the free throw is up and good again. So a good free throw shooter, looks like, and it's now 18-13. The Eagles by 5. No shot clock this time. We've got 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kaysen Dollenhaus over to Gravatt on the right side. Back over to Kaysen for a long three. Missed a long, but it went to Meyer. And Austin Meyer gets fouled on the putback attempt with just under 2 seconds to go in the quarter.
Every time Austin Meyer pulls down a rebound like that, it's a new school record, John.
1.7 seconds to go. The foul is on Keaton LaRue, his first. Free throw up and bounces its way in there. Austin on the board with his first point of the afternoon, makes it 19-13. Second one coming here for the Eagles senior. Short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Schmidt. He won't be able to get a shot off, and that into the first quarter. The Johnson Brock Eagles 19-13 for the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red trucks out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We move to second quarter action. Johnson Brock with their 5 starters on the floor. It'll be Blue Hills basketball to start. They come into forecourt on the right side. Down into the corner, they feed it into Schmidt. No shot there. Left side jump shot up and off. No good. That one put up by Canterbury. Rebound brought down by Camden Dollinghouse. Into forecourt to Garrison Bowie. On the left side, Kaysen Dollinghouse in the paint. Here comes Kaler. Fallaway jump shot, 5-footer up and good. And Rhodey Kaler can hit that one all night on you, John, if they're going to give that to him. 21-13, an 8-point lead now for Johnson Brock, their biggest lead of the ballgame. Ethan Tim on the dribble between the rings at the head of the key. Comes to the right side with a pass to LaRue. LaRue breaks down through the paint. They come to the right corner with it now to Carr. Carr, lob pass underneath, shot off the glass up and good. Nice job as they fed it to Jack Canterbury. Canterbury with his first 2 points. 21-15, the lead is 6 for Johnson Brock. Bowie goes to Brody Kaler. Camden Dollinghouse for 3 from the left wing. Splice. Camden Dollinghouse put that one in from about 3 feet outside the arc out here on the left wing. 24-15, the lead is 9 now for the Eagles. Into forecourt with the dribble is Tim. Tim feeds it inside the paint. They come out to the right side. Long 3, up off no good. Rebound again for brought down by Meyer. Austin Meyer. Down court, Bowie with the ball, goes to Kaler in the paint. Left side, Camden Dollinghouse for 3. Splice! When they're on, John. Timeout taken, Blue Hill. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. 27-15. Johnson Brock up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Radio Network.
Are you considering a career change? Perhaps you're looking for a role where you can make a real difference in our community.
Nemaha County Hospital offers a variety of positions where you can build a meaningful career with competitive benefits, a supportive working environment, and room for growth. Consider joining a team that truly values compassion, excellence, and consistency. Explore various opportunities at nemahacountyhospital.com/careers. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer for today's presentation. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock up by 12, 27-15, leading Blue Hill. Bobcats with the basketball. Ethan Tim comes to the right elbow with it, works the dribble. Now lob pass inside to Smith. A little bit of contact under there. They may get Austin Meyer pushing off on Smith before the pass game.
Austin picks up his first foul of the second quarter on the Eagles.
So Robert Gravatt back into the lineup, replacing Austin Meyer. Inbounding the pass on the baseline, right side for the Bobcats will be Ethan Tim. Tim looking to lob it in. Oh, nice pass. He found Brady Carr on the break on the left side of the lane for the easy lay-in. The lead is cut back to 10, 27-17. Johnson Brock on top. Bowie goes underneath the Robert Gravatt. Shot is up and good. Yeah, they found Robert Gravatt camped out on the left side of the lane and no defender within 5 feet of him. Tough to miss that one, John.
Yes, it is.
Here's LaRue with the ball. Caden LaRue goes to the right side. Finds Carr with the pass. Back to Tim at the top of the circle. Got a whistle. What happened over here?
Foul on Case and Dollinghouse, holding underneath as the Bobcat tried to go underneath the basket across the lane.
Kaysen fouled out of the ball game the night before last here in about midway through the fourth quarter.
That's his first foul today.
29-17. Johnson Brock up by 12. 5:49 to play first half. Tim to inbound it. Goes into Carr. Ball is swatted away by Bowie. Garrison playing some good defense down here in the left corner. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Blue Hill will inbound it. Ethan Tim will toss it in deep in the corner on the right side of his own basket. Almost got the five count. Now gives it in to Brady Carr. Brady Carr right back to Tim. Looking for the big man Hall in the paint. Hall being guarded nicely. Here's a three from the left wing, up and good. And nailing that one was Ethan Tim. Tim's first bucket of the night. He's got 3 points. The lead is down to 9. 29-20. Bowie goes to Kaler in the paint. Kaler to the corner. A three from the corner. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Bingo. Kaysen Dollinghouse dropped that one down from right side, deep corner. Right side of the basket. Hall almost has it knocked away from him. Schmidt doesn't get it tipped away. And it's knocked out of bounds. What are we doing here?
I dropped his mouthpiece, I guess.
Oh, okay. I wondered where Camden Dollinghouse was going. He was running to the far end. Unexplained in my mind. I don't know. Did he go home?
Well, he might have been confused.
Like he was headed to the locker room there. All right. Here comes Blue Hill with the basketball. For the Bobcats, it's Tim. Tim goes to Smith. Underneath Hall, the big boy. Turn around up and off. Won't go. The rebound down to Camden Dollinghouse. Fast break the other direction. Kaysen Dollinghouse driving layup. Couldn't get it. Right for Tiffin. Brody Kaler puts it in. Brody Kaler, John, is just so athletic. If he doesn't get it on the first tip in, he just rebounds it and puts it up again.
He jumps higher and quicker than everybody else on the floor.
That he is. 34-20. It's a 14-point lead. Ball nearly stolen. Now it is stolen. And it's going to go out of bounds. Great job by Camden Dollinghouse across the way as he scooped up the loose basketball, threw it back off the foot and the leg of one of the Bobcats, and the ball stayed with Johnson Brock.
Grady Behrens checks into the ball game, a 6-foot junior in place of Garrison Bowie for the Eagles.
It'll be Grady Behrens into forecourt off to Kaysen Dollinghouse on the right side at the free throw line. Fall away jumper in and out for Kaler. Rebound comes down to Brady Carr. Carr hands it back to Tim. He'll come and set the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Johnson Brock Eagles. Carr being picked up by Camden Dollinghouse. 5-on-5 here. Camden comes out to defend him. Now it goes to the left wing to Carr. Underneath the basket, stolen away again. This time by Kaler. Kaler to Camden Dollinghouse into forecourt. Camden tries to go around the defender. A cross-court pass right side. Behrens for three off the rim. And the rebound to Hall. Fast break the other direction. Carr with the basketball. Driving lay-in up. Could not get it. Ball tipped away. Rebound. Gravatt down court. Behrens across to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse now stolen away the other direction. The ball tipped out of bounds by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Smith had that ball and was thinking, I'm going the other direction. Dollinghouse would have none of it. He knocked the ball out of bounds. knocked it right off the official. Under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. 3:49 to play. Second period. 34-20 if you're just checking in. Johnson Brock up by 14 on the line of ticket to the state basketball tournament. Jack Canterbury with the ball up top to Smith. Smith tries to go around Gravatt. Gravatt got a foot out there. Back to Canterbury. Lob pass to Hall. Ball tipped away nicely by Kaler. Grabbed up loose by Robert Gravatt. It comes to Kaysen Dollinghouse. They set it in forecourt. Top of the key. Long three. Camden Dollinghouse. That one won't hit. Rebound comes down to the Bobcats. It's loose. Everybody after it. Johnson Brock ends up with the basketball. Brody Kaler against two defenders. Up and good. What hustle there on the part of Johnson Brock. Timeout's going to be taken by the Blue Hill Bobcats. 3:13 to play in the first half. Johnson Brock now up by 16, 36-20. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
John, the Brew State Bobcats men's basketball team playing in the Heart of America Conference Tournament this afternoon. They played against Graceland in Lamoni, Iowa. Unfortunately, came up on the short end. The final was Graceland 68 and Brew State 61. Coach Roman Gentry and the Bobcats been having a good year. 20-plus wins for the third season in a row. Back to live action here at Johnson, 36-20. Johnson Brock on top, 3:05 to go in the first half. With the basketball is LaRue. LaRue gives it up to Ethan Tim. Tim with a dribble across to Carr on the left side. Now back, LaRue holds the ball. Tries to work away from Dollinghouse. Puts it out onto the left wing. A long ways out there, too far to shoot. Deep baseline left side, LaRue with the ball. Again comes to Carr. Inside they go to Smith. Smith wants to work against Kaler. Kaler jumps up to try to block it. A whistle and a foul. The thing about Smith, he's just hard to stop. You're either going to have to let him shoot it, or he's probably going to move into you and draw the foul.
Foul on Johnson Brock will be, I believe, on Gravatt. Is that what he signaled? Yes. Robert picks up his second. That's the third team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
Kellen Smith's free throw is up and good. Now, Kellen, John, has 5 points. He's 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He averages 19 a game. Interesting that with 2:42 to go here in the first half, he has not scored a field goal. Second shot for Kellen Smith. It's on the way up, and it is good. Smith, now a perfect 6 for 6 from the line, has 6 points, and the lead is down to 14 now, 36-22. Momentarily there, Johnson Brock had a 16-point advantage at the timeout. Kaler's in trouble on the floor. Defenders all around him. Ball is saved from going out of bounds by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse reached that ball, grabbed it, and flipped it back off of Ethan Timm's lower leg there, and Johnson Brock retains possession. That's the second one of those kind of acrobatic plays by Dollinghouse this afternoon.
Looks like we got a little cleanup work to do down there and all kinds of bodies on the floor for a moment.
That gives us a moment to remind you we'll have high school basketball again Tuesday night here on Sunny. The Auburn Bulldogs will be playing in their district final. They'll be playing Fillmore Central. And, boy, that's going to be a good game. I think those records are 20-4 and 20-5. That'll be right here on Sunny.
7 o'clock.
I couldn't remember what time it was.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, but we've got so many different starting times here lately. There's a three from the corner. Dollinghouse got it. That is the Camden version of Dollinghouse over there. His third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11 points in double figures, and the lead is 17, 39-22. Eagles on top, 2:12 to play in the first half. With the ball on the left side is Carr. Feeds it underneath. Nothing there for Smith. To the right elbow. Turn around, fall away, jump shot off the glass, no. Rebound comes down to Kaler. Kaler across the timeline. Here he goes to the right side, around LaRue. Up to top of the key to Gravatt. Inside, Dollinghouse underhand, a scoop shot. Did you see that, John?
Nice play with a scoop and a good spin on the ball.
Oh, great move by Camden Dollinghouse to spin that one in. That gives him 13 now in the ball game.
an underhanded scoop shot around the defender. Under the basket, trying to get a look. Shot is up and good by Jack Canterbury. Canterbury showed a lot of patience there, John, waiting for the defenders to clear the area before finally going up and putting up the shot. Here comes Kaler, really laying right around the defender. I don't know how to describe it other than to say Brody Kaler just leaves him standing there counting their change. As he goes around him in the paint, hard to stop is Brody Kaler. 43-24. The lead is 19 now for the Eagles with a minute 8 to play here in the first half. Carr feeds it underneath to the right side. They go into Smith. Smith has it stripped away, but I think they're going to get Brody Kaler with a reach-in foul as he knocked the ball. No?
Put a lot of fingers.
Not on Kaler. Let's try
Kaysen Dollinghouse.
Okay.
Kaysen's going to pick up his second foul, team foul number 4 of quarter number 2.
Well, Johnson Brock with a strong first half here. They're up by 19 with 1:03 to go in the second quarter. Blue Hill will inbound it under their own basket. Underneath to the corner, Tim gets it down to Smith. Smith tries to move to the bucket. I think they're going to call it for an offensive foul.
I think he put a foot behind. I think he might have stepped out of bounds.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Johnson Brock's going to get the ball. Inbound it comes to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt across the timeline. Tried to put a bounce pass to Kaler in the paint. That time it got away from him. And the basketball is picked up by Brady Carr. Carr gives it up top to Ethan Tim. Back to Carr on the right wing. Carr left-handed dribble inside the paint. 45 seconds to go first half. Three from the corner left side up and good. Who got the three?
Tim.
That was
five.
Ethan Tim. Tim with his second three-pointer. A little bit tough. These black numbers on black jerseys. Ball stolen away by Schmidt, or Hall rather, all the way down, driving lay-in, up, off, no good, try for follow shot, put back, it won't go. That was Kellen Schmidt trying to put that up, and I think they're going to get him for a foul coming over the back after that rebound.
Barron's got the rebound, the foul will go on Kellen Schmidt, his first and the first foul of the second quarter on the Bobcat.
Kellen Schmidt may be showing a little bit of frustration there, John, not yet able to score a field goal. He averages 19 points a game, and he fully expected to get that one underneath, and it wouldn't drop for him. All right, Johnson Brock, chance to play for the final shot of the half. They lead it 43-27, up by 16. Camden Dollinghouse holds the basketball at the midcourt circle, comes to brother Kaysen on the left side. Back to Camden, driving right side. The ball is stripped away. Rebound, follow shot, put back, no. Try for tip-in, Kaler. Try for tip-in, Meyer. Try for tip-in, finally put in by Quentin Behrens. Quentin Behrens got into the mix and got the shot, got it to drop just before the buzzer sounded. Quentin Behrens, a sophomore, dropped it in to give Johnson Brock an 18-point advantage, 45-27, your halftime score here in Johnson. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Blue Hill Bobcats 45-27, our halftime score. For the Bobcats, three players with 6 points. There was two players with 6 points each. Kellen Smith with six. Ethan Tim has six. Brady Carr with eight to lead them in scoring. Jack Canterbury added four. Caden LaRue had three for their total of 27. From the free throw line, they went six out of six, all of those by Kellen Smith. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, three players already in double figures. Brody Kaler leading the way with 15. Camden Dollinghouse has 13. Kason Dollinghouse with 12. 2 points for Quentin Behrens right there at the end. Robert Gravatt has two. And Austin Meyer with a single point for their total of 45. Free throw shooting for the Eagles. They hit three out of four in the first half. Johnson Brock led after one quarter, 19-13. And now here at the half, they're up 45-27. Right now, we're going to take another two-minute timeout. We're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny Studios. 2 minutes of sponsor information. We'll give you an update of the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of breaks, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at fastsolutions.com.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. This evening, mostly clear skies as we dip back to around 25. Warmer for the day on Sunday, high of 57 and sunny, but it will be breezy. We're expecting lighter winds into Sunday night, partly cloudy as we drop back to around 39. Kicking off the work week with a high of 59, mostly sunny but breezy again. Areas of rain come in for Monday night. Could hear some rumbles of thunder, too. Mostly cloudy as we dip back to around 50 and breezy conditions continue. Rain becomes more widespread into Tuesday, along with isolated thunderstorms. We'll see partly sunny skies, high of 62 and breezy. Winds will get stronger Tuesday night, with rain and snow likely. Mostly cloudy drop back to around 31, with new snow accumulation less than an inch. Mostly sunny as we look ahead toward Wednesday, along with a high of 44, will be windy. Then for Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 25 and breezy. Thursday, isolated rain and snow showers, partly sunny and a high of 45. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Here at FNM Bank, we care about our customers and our community.
when you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines, jchosp.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Blue Hill Bobcats 45-27. On the line here tonight, a ticket to the state basketball tournament week after next in Lincoln. The Johnson Brock girls have already punched their ticket to state. They got a win over Valentine, 65-15. We think, John, that they will be playing at 9 o'clock Thursday morning. That's our best guesstimate anyway, or educated guess. And where do we think Sacred Hearts girls fall into the
thing? They played 6 o'clock Thursday night.
So hopefully we'll have games on at 9 and at 6 on Thursday. Those games, of course, will be heard live here on Sunny 101.3. The Sacred Heart Irish girls got there with a win 47-36 over Wyandotte. That was in a game played out at Mead. John, you got to check out some new digs out there in Mead. Nice new gym.
Oh, nice gym.
Great place to go.
Yep, it's very nice.
Hard to beat Johnson Brock, though. I've been here all week, sitting at midcourt, just above the first set of stands. Not a bad view.
No, as long as everybody sits down.
Sound like
fine.
A comedian in a nightclub. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't think of a better way to spend a birthday than with a few hundred Johnson Brock friends here enjoying some basketball. Here we go.
All right, inbound the ball to Camden Dellinghouse, coming up the floor, going left to right here in the second half. They're going to the north bucket here at Johnson this afternoon. An 18-point lead here at we start the second quarter, third quarter, second half action here. Camden Dellinghouse just playing catch with Kaylor on the right side. Zoned up right now, it looks like, with the Bobcats. And now here's a shot from the corner, a three ball up and down. And we keep talking about Kaylor on the inside. And all of a sudden, well, let me shoot a three-pointer, too. I can do that as well. 48-27, a 21-point advantage for Johnson Brock.
Kaylor with 18 points now.
Out on the right side, the Bobcats have the basketball. And the ball tipped away. They had turned it over 13 times in the first half inside the freshman hole. He missed it. He got it back. He missed it. Rebound to Brody Kaylor. Kaylor ahead. Kaysen Dollinghouse leads it for Camden on the right side. And now a long cross-court pass to the left corner. Three ball up. No good. That time by Bowie. Rebound is picked off by the Eagles. And now Kaylor comes down with another rebound here.
You notice Kaylor is just about one basketball higher than anybody else jumping after those rebounds.
He drives across the lane. The ball hit the bottom of the backboard in his pass. He got it back out now to Kaysen Dollinghouse. And the triple is on the way and good. He's got 15 in the ball game. And now it's 51-27. Johnson Brock. That used to be about a 24-point difference when I could count. So now we stand in the midcourt circle. The ball to the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Moving right, looking, come cross court to the sophomore, Schmidt. looking for his first field goal of the day and a reach-in foul as he starts to make a move down the right side of the lane.
That foul is going to go on Kaysen Dollinghouse. On Kaysen, his third personal, first team foul of the period on the Eagles. 6:16 to go, third quarter, 51-27. Johnson Brock in the lead tonight, or this afternoon, I guess, here in Johnson.
Grady Barron's into the ball game now for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Assists with the three fouls. Bring the ball inside on the corner to Canterbury. And now an offensive foul. Where is that going to go? I didn't see it. That means it didn't have any
card on Hull.
Okay.
Had to be on Max Hull, his second personal. Team foul number one of the period on the Bobcats.
I'm not questioning the call. I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
2 minutes gone by in the third quarter. The Eagles up by 24. Free shot up, no good. And the rebound is put up there by Barron's. The rebound to the Bobcats. And up the floor, Kaler anticipates the pass and knocks it away.
Sometimes I swear there's more than one Brody Kaler out there. He's all over the place.
Fast.
He's over here chasing a loose ball, and then he's getting the rebound an instant later.
All right, bring the ball in now to the big man Schmidt. On the left side of the baseline, he'll pass it back out to the top to Carr. Carr will hand it off, and a three ball in, out, and back in off the backboard for Ethan Tim. He's got nine, and it's 51-30. To the front court we go with the basketball now in the hand of Grady Barron. Right side, swinging around over the left side. Kaler on the corner, drives into the paint, stops, spins, shoots, no. Fight for the rebound. I'm not really sure which Eagle got it. I think it was probably Meyer. There were a couple of them there scrapping for the ball. And now we have the ball back out to the top to Camden Dollinghouse. Through the traffic he goes, and he gets a forearm shiver across the nose for his trouble.
He got clobbered pretty well there. Foul is going to go on Kellen Schmidt, the big man. Schmidt picks up his second personal, second team foul of the quarter.
Got his money's worth.
Yeah.
All right, Cam to the line for the first time today. It's on the way up and good.
Johnson Brock's got some obvious great shooters. Dollinghouse, Kaler. But nobody works harder than Austin Meyer.
Right.
You watch him on the baseline, kid is just struggling all the time out there.
And the free throw will not go. Schmidt grabs the rebound, and he'll outlet the ball to Tim. And they work it slowly up the floor. Now over to Schmidt. Kaler guarding him one-on-one in the man-to-man defense here. Schmidt gets around him, but he can't handle the ball. He is able to tip it back out to a teammate. Now makes a move on the baseline. Up, off the glass, no. Meyer with the rebound.
And he took that away from a big boy.
A wrestling match there. He got it all the way in Camden. Dollinghouse, it's up, it's down, and a foul. All back to the line for an possible three-point opportunity.
Camden Dollinghouse just extended above the defender, hung there in the air for a moment, then laid it gently off the glass. Timeout taken on the floor, 4:45 to go here in the third quarter, 54-30. Johnson Brock on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunday, 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. Your Eagles up 54-30. Here in this district final for a ticket to the state tournament week after next. 4:45 to play in the third quarter, and really, Johnson Brock kind of took charge there in that first quarter, and they really never looked back here, Sean.
No, they have not. Outscoring the Bobcats 26-14 in that second quarter. Camden Dollinghouse at the line. 16 points, looking for 17, and it's in and out, no good. Meyer tips it. It comes down in the hands of Grady Barron's. Camden Dollinghouse had a wide-open shot, passed up the triple that time. Meyer, free throw line, out on the left side with the pass to Bowie. Now they play catch, and now a drive off the glass up. Won't go. Meyer with the rebound, had to come all the way down, rips it away from a Bobcat, and we've got a timeout by Coach Dunhouse to save a possession that time. So the score is 54-30. Johnson Brock leads, and we'll take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Brock with a 24-point lead, the 4:25 to go. The state tournament for the boys is March 12th through the 15th, a week from this coming Thursday. Kind of a long wait if you make it in there today or even Monday and Tuesday. Kaler with it on the left side. Will hand the ball off now to Grady Barrett. Back around the perimeter. Camden Dollhouse inside to Meyer. His shot rejected. And coming down with the loose ball will be Kaler. Up and in. He's got two more. That gives him 20 on the day. 56-30, Johnson Brock, 4 minutes to go, third period, and a turnover. Meyer ends up with a loose ball as the Bobcats tried to throw it off of an eagle. Now we come the other way. Usually you would think it would be an eagle that could pick up a Bobcat, wouldn't you? Coming out the other way, a fake on the three and a drive off the glass, in and out, won't go for Garrison Valley. Rebound to the Bobcats coming the other way. To the front court with a basketball now, Ethan Tim. Standing out in the midcourt circle. Randy, they're going to have to kick it into high gear to have any chance here, but I guess maybe playing just kind of spun fundamental basketball, maybe not such a bad thing. They're already down 26. Inside they go. Now kick it out to the corner for three. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Johnson Brock.
Going to get Grady Barron for that personal on Grady. It'll be his first. And that is the second team foul of the period on the Eagles.
All right. Is that LaRue?
I believe
12.
So. Yes.
Okay. 3 points of the game. First trip to the line. This one rattles off no good. He's shooting three here.
12 is, or 11 standing over here, so that's got to be 12.
I'm kind of looking for a 13. I just couldn't. I could see the top of the curl. That was all I could see. Sack went on the way up, and he got that one.
13's on crutches over there.
Okay. 56-31. One more to go, the Bobcats.
Robert Gravatt back into the lineup now for Johnson Brock.
56-31.
Hayden Gravatt also on the floor.
Up, in and out, no good. The rebound is picked up by Robert Gravatt. Ahead the floor we go to Camden Dollhouse over on the left side to Hayden Gravatt. Hayden will give the ball up now. Kaysen Dollhouse back in the ballgame. Throws it inside to Kaler with a bullet pass. And a dunk from the right side for Brody Kaler.
Kids are starting to have fun now, John.
Yeah, it's pretty much, let's show off a little bit here. 58-31, the score. Johnson Brock with the lead. Here is Schmidt. Randy's still looking for his first field goal today. The Eagles, he overlooked the defense. They've done a good job on him.
That's incredible. Uh-oh, here it comes.
Got it inside, and he got a four-footer. It's blocked. Camden Dollhouse ends up with the basketball and a foul on the Bobcats, and Kellen Schmidt is none too happy at the moment.
Yeah, he gets tagged for that personal. That'll be his third foul and team foul number three also.
A little frustrated. The other way, Camden Dollhouse stripped of the basketball, and it ends up in the hands of Brody Kaler. Why does every ball seem to find him today?
He just seems to be in the right place at the right time.
24 now, 60-31. Come the other way, and there is a shot blocked by Camden Dollhouse. He smiles the referee who said, you fouled him.
That'll be Camden's third personal and team foul, number three. Score now 60-31. Johnson Brock has nearly doubled up the score on the Blue Hill Bobcats. 2:17 to play in the third quarter here at Johnson.
Ethan Tim at the line for the first time today. It's up and rattled it home. He's in double figures with 10. 60-32 now.
I looked up Blue Hill on the map. 150 miles straight west, just north off of Highway 4, just beyond Lawrence Nelson. We've been out there, John. That's where Blue Hill is located.
Second one on the way up, and good. Got them both.
I always do my little geography lesson before we do these ball games.
It's a good thing.
Trying to figure out where they are.
Been so long as I've been to meet, I couldn't remember where it was yesterday. Go the other way and take it inside. Robert Gravatt kicks it out to the corner, and a three ball up and down for Casey Dullinghouse. He's got 18. It's 17, 18, and 22 for the three big men.
When's the last time you've seen a team with three-point shooters that are as good at it as this Johnson Brock
team? Oh, it's been a long time. Here's another turnover by the Bobcats.
You see a team with a dead eye, or maybe even two, that can hit it. But they got three kids here, the Dollinghouse brothers and Brody Kaler. Any one of them can go off on you for 25 or 30 points if they start hitting threes, and sometimes all three at once.
That's when you're in real trouble. And a bullet pass, Kaler underneath, up and good for Robert Gravatt. He's got his second hoop and another timeout with a minute 35 to go. The Eagles up by 32 now. We are back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the score clock on the wall here at Johnson Brock High School shows a minute 35 left to play in the third period. Again, we want to welcome all of our listeners that are viewing the game this afternoon on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. That's available at strive.tv/Johnson Brock. The students here, Tara Studheit and her students, do a wonderful job of streaming these games out of this Johnson Brock Gymnasium. We're back to live action. Here come the Blue Hill Bobcats.
All right, the Bobcats to the front court with the basketball in the person of Ethan Tim off the right side. Drive the ball to the baseline. Cut off there. And a good defensive effort there by Quentin Barron of Johnson Brock. And the ball is tipped out of bounds.
You know, Lucas Dollinghouse can go 7 or 8 deep. He can bring the first 2 or 3 players off the bench, and it really doesn't drop off all that much. He's got some great starters, but these bench players can play.
And his bench players, especially with the journey, they dig in on the defensive end. Inside, a 3-point off pick for Max Hull, the 6'5 freshman, gets his first field goal of the day. And a foul will put him at the free throw line.
The thing that's really catching my attention is that Kellen Smith, their leading scorer with 19 points, still has not scored a field goal. That says something for the Johnson Brock defense, John.
That foul on Robert Gravatt. Free throw for Hall on the way up and good. Well, tell you what, they knocked down free throws at a pretty good pace. 65-36.
10 out of 12 so far today.
At the other end, Hayden Gravatt out to Kaysen to Camden Dollinghouse. Up, no good. Rebound, Meyer. Stripped away by the Bobcats. Taken down by Brady Carr.
Rare occasion where Meyer did not hang on to the ball.
Coming the other way now in the front court, Ethan Tim again. Passes off LaRue. Gets it right back to Tim. Clock down to 40 seconds to go, 45 seconds in the third quarter. That move of the ball on the right side. Cut off there. Good job, Baden. Gravatt by the defense over there. And now a drive to the paint and a foul on the Eagles here.
I think they may get Meyer. He was posted up under the baseline there. Was not going to let him get to the basket. Yes, it will. It'll be on Austin Meyer. That's his second personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Fox says 5. Over here.
Oh, okay. That is the 5th. So we'll be shooting then. Couple of subs getting ready to come in for Johnson Brock. Grady Behrens is going to be back in the ball game. Quentin Behrens is about to come in off the bench.
Carr at the line. His first trip to the free throw stripe. Up, in and out, no good. He'll get one more here. The Dollinghouse boys, they do tend to pick up some fouls.
Well, they're aggressive.
But they play well with those fouls.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
Second one on the way up and rattles and bangs and falls in the hole. Carr now with 9 in the ball game, and it's 65-37. half a minute left in the third quarter. And I think the shot clock and the game clock are pretty much the same. No, they stopped.
Same difference. It's running about a tenth of a second difference.
The game clock actually looks ahead of the shot clock here. So Kaysen Dunn now standing out at midcourt, just dribbling the ball back and forth. Nobody's guarding him. Now he'll come off to Camden on the right side. Tried to run a pattern around it and throw it inside for Taylor. Knocked away. Stolen by the Bobcats. Stolen by Gravatt at the buzzer. No good for Hayden Gravatt. After three, the Eagle boys, 8 minutes away from a return to the state tournament, leading 65-37. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Sports Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Eagles Nest in Johnson. It's a 65-37 lead for the Johnson Brock Eagles with 8 minutes to go. State tournament bird on the line. Randy, fourth quarter. See what you can get it finished.
All right, Bobcats with the basketball on the first possession of the fourth period. They dribble with the right elbow with it. LaRue over there tried to go on the baseline. Ball stolen away nicely by Austin Meyer. Out comes to Kaler into forecourt. There's Dollinghouse for three, left wing, off no good. Rebound brought down by Kellen Smith. Outlet pass from Smith, and into forecourt on the dribble is Ethan Tim. Tim almost has it taken away by Garrison Bowie. Now it is stolen away. Downcourt pass, fast break. Here comes Kaler. Oh, he's going to feed it off to Kaysen Dollinghouse, but the ball got tipped away out of bounds. Kellen Smith back there on defense. Kellen Smith's body language just shows that he's not happy.
No. He got a little shove that time in the side from Dollinghouse.
Yeah.
Came back and shoved him back.
Not happy at all. All right. Inbounding will be Garrison Bowie into the corner. Camden Dollinghouse for three. Short off the rim. Rebound comes down to Kellen Smith. Smith with the outlet pass to Carr. Carr into forecourt on the right side of the lane. Picks up the dribble. Needs help. Up to Smith. Stolen away by Kaler.
Uh-oh.
Kaler for the run out. And Smith goes in to try and grab him.
And it went in.
The basket is good, but Smith... That could be an intentional.
It should be, but I'll tell you what, if it hadn't went in, I think it would have had to have been.
Yeah. Brody Kaler got the layup and drew the foul on Kellen Smith, and it was a very aggressive foul is the way I'll describe it.
Grabbed him around the hips and the waist, and you're not going to dunk it.
Yeah. So Brody Kaler at the line for the and one. John had him up. He's got to have a bucket full there.
At 26.
Yeah, Brody Kaler. For the and one. The free throw is up and it is off. No good. Rebound to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden gives it inside to Kaysen. Kaysen with a little floater that's blocked away and the rebound comes down to Tim. Tim being harassed by Kaler as he brings it into forecourt. Tim at the head of the key to the right elbow to LaRue. LaRue with the basketball. Left-handed dribble between the rings comes to the near side to Tim with it. He holds the ball. Ooh, look at that aggressive kick that's set there. This game is starting to get physical.
I'll tell you what, the last thing you want to do as a Johnson Brock opponent is irritate him and get in that kind of a game with him.
Well, you don't want anybody hurt here. That's starting to get a little on the rough side. Kaler with a jump shot from the free throw line up and good. And Brody is inching closer to the 30-point mark here. I think that's 28 now?
Yep.
All right, 69-37. The lead is 32. Still 6:22 to go in this district final here at Johnson. With the ball for the Bobcats of Blue Hill on the right side is Carr. Carr now stands at the head of the key on the dribble. Off to Tim. Tim on the right wing. Tries to dribble to the right side of the lane. Can't get there. Comes back to LaRue around the horn to the left elbow. Looking for Hull inside. Meyer there with him. Hull with a shot up and good. That was a nice move by Max Hull. His second field goal. He's got five now. And it's a 30-point Johnson-Brock lead, 69-39. Under 6 minutes to play. Brody Kaler. Kaler feeds into Meyer. Oh, Meyer couldn't get it. Austin had that thing sitting on the rim for the longest time, and it wouldn't drop. Ethan Tim pushes it into forecourt. Goes to the right side, gives off to Carr. Carr looks up to Smith, across court pass LaRue. LaRue to the baseline left side. Tim tries to go around Bowie. I think we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the baseline down here on Garrison Bowie.
Yep, Garrison will pick up his first foul of the ball game. First foul of quarter number four on the Eagles.
Max Hull leads the lineup. Substitute in his place, Jack Canterbury back onto the floor. Canterbury, who started the game. Inbound, it comes to Canterbury in the paint. Canterbury shot up off the glass. No, rebound again. Austin Meyer, I didn't keep track of rebounds, but Meyer's got a bunch of them.
Got like seven.
Every time he gets one, it's a new school record. There's a shot up. Oh, Kaler missed one. Brody Kaler had one of his better looks on the left side, and that one didn't go in for him. 69-39. Johnson-Brock. Kaler tries for the steal. Whistle and a foul going to be called on Brody.
That's his first foul of the ball game. Second team foul here in quarter number four.
Johnson-Brock 25-1 on the season. Their only loss this year was to Freeman. They have won 60 out of their last 61 dating back to 2 years ago. Back-to-back state championships. Looking to get back to the state tournament next week here as they're up by 30. There's a long three from the right side that rims in and out, and there again is Austin Meyer just taking that rebound away from the big man. Down court, Kason Dollinghouse off the glass, bank shot up and good. Kason Dollinghouse put it in. That gives him 20 in the ballgame. Kason's having a nice afternoon, nice outing. These boys will enjoy a nice supper this evening after this little, little session. All the way driving layup, up and good. That was a nice give and go. They found Brady Carr. Carr laid it in. He's in double figures. Has 11 points now for the Bobcats. 71-41. The lead is 30. Camden Dollinghouse. Jump shot baseline right side. Whistle foul. Camden Dollinghouse will go to the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Nice screen set down there. It'll pick the clear out for Meyer that time to allow that shot to get in there.
Foul is going to be on Jack Canterbury. That's his first. Camden Dollinghouse at the line shooting two. The first one is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse hit that one. He's now got 17 points in the game. Camden, Kason, Brody all having great games offensively this afternoon. Second shot is up and good also for Camden Dollinghouse. Think what fun Lucas Dollinghouse has had with his twin sons here as seniors, all 4 years playing here at Johnson-Brock. He's going to be kind of bittersweet when this thing all ends for him in the state tournament. What a great opportunity for a coach to coach your twin sons. On the right side is Tim. Wants to go in for a layup. Blocked away by Kaler. They got Kaler out ahead. Coming down with the basketball. Kason Dollinghouse floater. He's going to be fouled. Are they going to say this one came on the floor, though, maybe before the shot? Ethan Tim is going to get called for it. I don't think they're going to let him shoot it. No, it'll be Johnson-Brock's ball under the basket. Under 4 minutes to go here. 3:50 to play. Brody Kaler with the ball into Camden Dollinghouse, up to Kason on the right elbow. Camden in the paint. Bounce pass. Oh, he'll be looking for Meyer. Stolen away nicely by Kellen Smith. Kellen Smith's an athlete. They've just been able to shut him down here on the field tonight. You can see why he is their leading scorer with 19 points. He's a good ball player, and he moves well for a big guy. Here he comes. At the basket. Shot is up. Just can't get it to fall today. Going to be fouled, I think, by Brody Kaler.
What it looked like. Yep, that's what they put. That's Brody's second foul. Team foul number three of the fourth quarter.
At the line, Kellen Smith. He's a perfect 6-for-6 from the line this afternoon. Has not scored from the field. Free throw is on the way. It's good. He's got the free throws down, John.
Yes, he does.
7 out of 7 from the line. Into the game now is Garrison Bowie back out there. Bowie comes in to replace Grady Barrett for the Eagles. Kellen Smith's second free throw is short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Meyer. Down court pass. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden to the top of the key to Brody Kaler. Brody Kaler back up again top to Camden. 3:15 to go. Hamden-Dollinghouse being guarded closely out here. Almost has it tipped away by Tim. Gets it back, goes to Kaler. Kaler across court pass to Meyer. Shot clock down to 10 now. Kaysen-Dollinghouse to the corner. Garrison Bowie. Baseline left side is Bowie. Shot clock at 5. Kaysen-Dollinghouse for 3. Got it. Just so casual about it, John.
And there's a shift change coming, Randy.
Yep. Is this just a timeout for subs? I think that's what they're doing. John, we want to welcome our listeners listening in the Blue Hill area. They didn't have any local radio down here today, so the school passed out our website and our app, mobile app website. So we possibly have a few people who joined the broadcast, if not on Johnson Brock's Drive, well then on msesports.net. Great effort here by the Blue Hill kids, just a little bit outmanned by Johnson Brock's athleticism.
Kaler's out, Gritty Perrin's back in for Johnson Brock.
76-42, Johnson Brock up, under 3 minutes to go. There's a whistle and a foul.
Now the final home game for the Dollinghouse boys.
Garrison Bowie picks up the personal.
Okay, Austin Meyer is going to get a nice hand. He'll go off.
Yes, he will. The seniors leaving the game here. Standing ovation from the fans here on the near side, the Johnson Brock fans. Final appearance on the home floor here for these seniors.
Tate Hawley checking in for Johnson Brock, 6 foot sophomore.
Brady Barron's out there. Robert Gravatt on the floor. There's a long three. Right side up and good.
In the head, number 10. That's Dylan Otten.
Otten just checked in and says, I can shoot, coach.
Yeah.
He nailed a three. That was a splash bullseye right on the center of the target. All right.
Put me in earlier, coach.
Here we go. On the right side, Gravatt feeds it under Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt puts it down. He's got 6 points. We're down to 2:19 to go in basically JV basketball now. A lot of subs getting a chance to play in the district final. There's a steal by Robert Gravatt, but they blew the whistle. We may have a foul called here. I'm not sure.
It's going to be Tate Hawley.
They got
10.
Tate for that one. Well, Tate's in the scorebook. Tate Hawley, sophomore, 6-footer. And at the line, who we got?
I think that is Trevin Long, number 3. If he turns, I'll know.
First shot is up and off does not go.
Yep,
that's it. Okay. Trevin Long has a chance to get in the scorebook here for the sophomore. Second opportunity coming from the free throw line with 2:13 to play in the ballgame. It's up, it's good. He got it. I always like to see that, John. Kids come off the bench, maybe because I've been there, done that. At the top of the key to the right elbow. Pass comes over. Long three, left side, up and good. And greening the three was Grady Behrens. He's in the scorebook. Grady with his first bucket. 81-46 is the score. Suddenly, Johnson Brock. Here's Rathjen with the ball. Rathjen has it stolen away with the steal. Quinton Behrens driving layup. Good. Quinton Behrens got another bucket. Now we're going to have a timeout for some more subs. Let's ID them all here. Justin Meyer in the ballgame.
Gage Rasmussen coming in.
Okay. Deacon Burnett. Oliver Everett is out there. That's Burnett. Yeah, Deacon Burnett. Oliver Everett. We want to make sure we identify everybody that gets in the game this afternoon. And a minute 41 to go in the ball game. Look at those varsity players over there celebrating on the far side.
On the bench, they might put you in.
They're getting as far away from the coach as they can. We're tired, coach. With the basketball, Trevin Long. Long wants to go in for a layup on the right side. Back to the top of the key. Here's a three that's up and off, no good. Rebound to Johnson Brock. Coming down with the basketball, Oliver Everett. Oliver Everett over to the left elbow to Deacon Burnett. Burnett into the corner, left side, Justin Meyer. Out of the far right corner is Gage Rasmussen. A cross-court pass. Again, it goes back to Justin Meyer. Rasmussen, right elbow, top of the circle, inside the paint. Tate Hawley, out from the corner. Three, that's up and good by Justin Meyer. Look at that bench. The Johnson Brock varsity players, the starters, they're loving it. Watching these JV kids come in and score.
Now you got a running clock.
Yeah, I do. With 49 seconds to go. All right, here's some subs in for the Bobcats. John, let's try and get them ID'd.
Trent Hinkle is 33. He's a freshman.
Holden Gilbert, a freshman. He's in the lineup. Gilbert checks in. Down to 49.9 seconds with a running clock. It's a 40-point ball game. All the way in. Driving layup. Blocked. Trying to put the shot up was Trevin Long. Long was at the line a minute ago and made one out of two. He's going to be back at the line to shoot two shots here for the Bobcats.
Deacon Burnett with a foul, a 6'3 freshman. They're not going to worry about the running clock. They're stopping again. Travis Long at the line, shooting two. His first free throw is up. It is just short. Hits the front of the iron and comes back to it. He'll get another attempt. I think that clock's supposed to be running.
It is.
Yeah, well,
it is so hard to get a 40-point lead in a high school game, right?
Yeah.
You only play 32 minutes.
Yeah. JV kids are getting some playing time here. I kind of understand what's going on, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Second shot is up and good for Trevin Long. He put that one down. And it's 86-47. 42 seconds to go, 35 on the shot clock. There is no shot clock now, so actually they can stand here and just dribble this thing out if the Bobcats don't come out and pressure them. Left side with it is Justin Meyer. Meyer goes to Gage Rasmussen. Gage Rasmussen, a cross-court pass. Deacon Burnett back to Rasmussen. They went to Tate Holly in the paint for a minute. Underneath. Oh, we're going to go for a shot. That's up and good. Put in the shot. Well, how do you tell Oliver Everett not to take that one, John?
He can't.
On the baseline, they give him an open look, and he took it in and scored with it. Way to go, Oliver. 88-47. The lead is 41. There's a long three that's off. No good. Rebound to Johnson Brock, and dribbling it out will be Tate Holly. And there is your ball game. 88-47, your final score. The Johnson Brock Eagles are headed back to the state basketball tournament looking for a three-peat as they get the win this afternoon here in the district final, 88-47. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here. Then John will be back with your post-game scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck. A good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back here to Johnson Brock. And final score today is the Johnson Brock Eagles, 88, and the Blue Hill Bobcats, 47. Johnson Brock putting on a good show here today. Their lowest output scored in a quarter was 19 in the first quarter. They had a 19-13 lead after one, 45-27. At halftime, then they were up by 38 after three and ended up winning by 41, putting up 23 points in that fourth quarter. Leading the scoring this afternoon for the Bobcats from Blue Hill, they will finish the year 12 wins, 14 losses. And now here are the scores. For Blue Hill, 11 for Ethan Tim. Brady Carr with 11 in the ball game today. We've got 7 for Kellen Schmidt.
2 points for Trevin Long, 3 for Dylan Ott, 4 for Caden LaRue, 4 for Jack Canterbury, and also 5 in the ball game for Max Hill here this afternoon for the Blue Hill squad. For Johnson Brock in the ball game today, the scoring will go like this. They are led by Brody Kaler. Brody Kaler had 28 points in the ball game today, including about 7 rebounds. We've got 23 for Kaysen Dollinghouse in the ball game this afternoon, 18 for Camden Dollinghouse in the contest, also 6 for Robert Gravatt this afternoon. Oliver Everett had 2. Grady Barron scored 3. Quentin Barron scored 4. 1 for Austin Meyer, had a pile of rebounds as well, and 3 more for Justin Meyer in the ball game for the Johnson Brock total of 88 points. Johnson Brock went 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the ball game this afternoon, scoring 88 points in the ball game in the district final. So congratulations to Johnson Brock. They're headed back to the state tournament. For Johnson Brock, this will be their 14th trip to the state tournament. For Johnson Brock, it's going to be their 12th trip at Johnson Brock to the state tournament. They've been now to 6 of the last 8 at state. They've got a third place finish and 3 championships in those last 7 years. They've won the state title each of the last 2 years in Class D1. So, again, that's our scoring story for that. It looks to be, unofficially, Johnson Brock will go in as the number one seed in Class D1. That would put them in a 9 a.m. game at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Wednesday, March 12th. Wednesday, March 12th, Johnson Brock, if they're the number one seed, which they should be, would be playing a 9 a.m. game in Class D1 state tournament. So that's where we look for Johnson Brock to be playing in their next game. So not quite 2 weeks away, but a strong week and a half before the Eagles play their next game. Congratulations, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse and his squad on the win here this afternoon at Johnson Brock. Coming up, more basketball, more district finals action coming your way. It'll be Tuesday night. Fillmore Central Panthers, 20-5, will be on the road at Auburn to take on the Bulldogs in Class C1, District 1 Finals. That's not District 1 Final, but that'll be a District 6 Final. It's on Sunny 101.3. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock is tip time. Auburn is hosting Fillmore Central. Auburn is 21-4, Fillmore Central 20-5 on the season. Auburn looks for their 7th consecutive trip to the state tournament and their 7th straight appearance in the Class C1 championship game. They won the first 3 titles. The last 3 years, they have finished in 2nd place. They're looking to break that little streak coming up this year if they can get back to the state tournament. But they've got a tough one on Tuesday night, taking on, again, the Fillmore Central Panthers, who are 20-5. Well, anyway, 88-47 is your final score here tonight in Johnson, Nebraska. The Eagles with the win. Congratulations to them. The girls and the boys from Johnson Brock both headed to state tournament play. We'll have girls state tournament action for you next Thursday. The boys district final Auburn on Tuesday, then girls and state tournament action on Thursday. Johnson Brock, it looks like, will have a 9 a.m. game on Thursday. And they will again be in action, looks like 9 o'clock on Thursday, probably against UTAN. And Fall City Sacred Heart will be in action coming up, it looks like, Thursday night against Anselmo Myrna. That should be, it looks like, a 6 o'clock game. Those are all unofficial at the present time, but that's what it looks like for now. So a lot of celebrating going on down on the floor. That's going to wrap it up for our coverage here today at Johnson Brock. For Randy Gatula and Kurt Kilman, who runs the show, back to the studio this afternoon. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you Tuesday night from Auburn. That's it tonight on Sunny 101.3.